I would like to start over again from the Gemara Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis from Tanya. But before we start from Tanya, I'd like to mention the Ha'ore I had seen in the Nidrei's Reason. Rove had said the Tam of Rabbi Yossi is Gzeire Mishum Matnas Beis Chayrin. But we're afraid that when he'll be Mafker, he'll speak out that he's only making the Hefker, not that it should really be Hefker, no, that Yenna should be Zoyche, and then it's not a true Hefker. So the Shaila is, if he was Goyza by Hefker, why wasn't he Goyza by Matone? The Mishnah says, Noisin la'echad l'shum Matone, ba'lo mutabo, so let us make this Gzeira by Matone, the Gzeira of Matnas, Beis Chayram was Mamish by Matone. So the Nidrei's Reason is Metzadet Epshayin Ochanami. According to Rabbi, Rabbi Yossi is Chaylik by Matan also. And the Mishnah would only be Niraya Fakel. First we have the Tanakame that holds Matan is good and Hefke is good. But Rabbi Yossi Yosef, Rabbi Yossi is Yosef, side by Matan and side by Hefke. Let us start again from the Baraisa. Tanya, we learned in a Baraisa, a Mafker Esodayu. A person was Mafker his field. The first 3 days he could be chayzer, even though he was mafke. Mikan ve'ilach, after the 3 days, ein yochel lachzer boy. Now, the Baraisa did not differentiate between if someone was zeiche, if someone was not zeiche yet. The Baraisa says a blank statement. The first 3 days, he could be chayza, which would seem a fellow, someone was zeichen it already. He could be chayza. After the 3 days, he can't be chayza. A fellow, no one was zeichen. The braisa does not differentiate between im zocha, im loizo. Oma. Now, the safe of the braisa is a different case. They saw the zu mufkeres liyemechot. If he said the Sada should be Hefker for 1 day, the Shabbos Achas 1 week, L'chodesh Echot, L'shona Achas, L'shvu Echot, he made a Hefker Lizman. Now, Agabuche, I'd like to mention a Machlokes Achronim, perhaps this Rais from Rishonim. What is pshat in this hefker lizman? That means he's making it a hefker for 1 day. So what happens if a person is zoiche in that day? Does it belong to him forever? Because in that day it's hefker, so if you take it, so it's yours forever. Or does it's hefker for a day means that for that day it's hefker. So if a person is zoiche, it'll belong to him that day. The next day, it was only Hefke for a day. The next day, it belongs tzirik to the Bailam of Rishayna. And this Shaila, the Rishash and the Shalmei Nedorim bring a raya from the Rosh. Omar Taisodazu Mefkeres Liyoymecha L'Shabbos Achas. So the Rosh says, Va'achach Hazman Hazeh Im Lo Yiske Boy Odom. If the Shabbos will pass, and no one was zeiche in the Shabbos, tiyeshali kevatchil, then it'll remain mine. So from the Rosh we see klar that if someone is zeiche, it's his, and that's man it's hefker. The Rishash and the Shalmei Nedorim are medayik from a loshon of asma that it's only hefker that day. It's hefker that day. That's all. The Rishash asks Akasha, we learn out the Makor of Hefker from Shemitah. The Tashta Yeshnata Otisha Acheres, we learn out from Shemitah. So he says, Peir Shemitah is, it's Hefker, so it's Hefker Loilam. Those Peiris are not, don't become always Hefker after Shemitah. They're always Hefker. So the Shalmei Nedorim says, but the Kalk is also Hefker. The Kalk is only Hefker and Shemitah. The kark, doesn't, we heard the Gemara before. Everyone can go and use the kark, but only, Letzayrach Achilas HaPeiris. So we see there's a Hefka in Shemitah that's also only Mugbal for us man. Okay, Al Kaponim, but past when we learned the Ran, Svetzenutzkum and this Yediyah. Al Kaponim, he said, Tehisod Zum of Keres, Liyamecha L'Shabbos Achas, L'Chodesh Ech, L'Shon Achas, L'Shvu Echad. He made a Hefka L'Zman. Now, if no one was Zoyche in this day, Yochel Azabai. He wasn't Zoyche. Someone else wasn't Zoyche. Misha Zoyche Bo, Bein Hu Bein Acher, Ein Yochel Azabai. So here in the Sefer, here we see in the din chazore, here the tane is mefaret, it depends. Before someone is zoiche, you can have chazore. After someone is zoiche, there's no din chazore by this hefka. And the reisha did not at all differentiate. The first 3 days, yochalaza, the second 3 days, eina yochalaza, did not differentiate between achaloi zoche and misha zoche. So the Gemara says, Reisha Rabbonon Sefer Rabbi Yossi. But that's how it would seem. Now let us again see the Ram. Tanya, Amavker Esodeyu Kol Gemul Yomim Yochor Lachza Boirisi Shmuazu Shleinis Barro Yofe Bedivrei Harishonim Zalafini Yizdaiti Vekach Nirali Bepirusho Kol Shleishis Yomim Yochor Lachza Boi Mikan Ve'eilech Ein Yochel Lazerboy. Midakam Maflik B'Seife. In the Seife, Dimama Teisodizum of Kerisle Mechot. There, it also speaks about Chazor, but there it differentiates Bein Zocho L'Loi Zocho. Kibi Choyza Acheloi Zocho. Misha Zocho Ein Yochel Lazerboy. Diktonich Acheloi Zocho Yochel Lazerboy. Misha Zocho Ein Yochel Lazerboy. Ubereisha loy maflik bohochi. Bereisha does not differentiate. It says, elotoyle chazor bekoidem gemulacha gemul. But it doesn't, but it seems from the reisha there's no difference at all. Misha zoch achaloy zoch. Shma mino. So we see as follows. Hochi toy. Kol gemul yomim yochel lachzaboy mehef keiroi. The first 3 days you can be zoche. You can be chayzer. Vafilu zocha acha, koidem chazarosai. Afilu someone was zoiche, he was mafkerit, and someone was zoiche, and he didn't have chazore, and now he's chayza. Now he is charot. After Yana was zoiche, here I is charot. Loikone. So that person is not koine. Now that's a pella. He was mafker, and Yena was Koine, and I'm Chayza. I'm a forish time elekamot. So the Gemara will explain later, and that Memdaldam at base, the Mavkirin Vahadrin boy. When they make Hefka, they have the Chayza right away to be Koine. The Mishum, the Hefka Potamina Maisa, since Hefka is Potamina Maisa, Hoyu Aramoi, Mafkirin so they say, Kedei Lehi Potter. They were mafkir the sodes in order to be potter for Maisa. Vohoyo Daiton Bishas Hefkeiro. Now, Bishas they were mafkir, they had Kavone, Sheyazru Behen Viyisku Behem. They had no intention that someone else should be Zoich in it. They're gonna be zeich, they're gonna be mark, and they're gonna be zeich. V'nimtze shloi hoya hefkeiren, elo laharome bulvat. Ulefichoch. Therefore, hutzchuchu loima. So that means, the hefke was not a true hefke. Lefichoch hutzchuchu loima. Shim yisku behem. So in order, to make that they shouldn't make such a hefka, So, Shim Yisku Ben, La Yuke Zoichim in the Hefke. Yochel Achzaboy, See, Yochel Achzaboy, that, so, Lechoyre, the way the Ran is saying now, that if you'll be Zoich in it, so it's a Chazorah from the Hefke, and your Schia is a Chazorah in the Hefke, like it never was Hefke. So it would seem from the Ran now, so that would be sufficient. By making such a takone, that if you'll be zoiche, it's a chazorah from the Hefke, so then we took care of the Ramoy. So the Ran had a problem, so what if someone else was zoiche? So the Ran had a problem, someone else was zoiche, so it should be good. That means we only want to make a deterrent that he shouldn't be zoiche. He should know he can't be zoiche. And then Shalom al Yisrael. We told them, if you'll be zoiche, it's a chazor on the Hefke. So the Ran had a problem, if someone else was zoiche, it should be Shalom al Yisrael. V'hutzchu gam ken loima, shefilo yiske boyache lo yikne. They had to say that if someone else was zoich, he's also not koine. V'yemavke yochel lachza b'yitoich kibo. V'avon gav de gabi ache leke lemeichish l'ramoy. So why did they have to make such a takonah that he could be zoich and take away from the ache that was zoich and defke? Afilochi iloi ho loi kaim ho. Shem yiru ha-ramoyim shech sheyiske b'y ache koine. If someone else is zoiche, he'll be koine, and he'll be potter min ha-maisa. La yishmo divichachomim sheheim lo yikno. That they're not koine min ha-hefke. That means by me, it's if I'm zoiche, it's the hefke. If he's zoiche, it is hefke. The leimra ki heiche da ache zoche mi hefke, anana mi hefke, zochino. So memele, so be'etzem, theoretically, it would have been sufficient to say if there's zoiche in the first 3 days, it's not gezoiche min hefke. But Chazal had to say, in order that this takona should be kind, they had to make that bayan is also not zoiche min hefke. So that is alts takona. Voi, then the Ran says another thing: shekiven shenogu haramoyim beramusam ze kol gimel yomim. So we have here a suffix be'etzem. Who says bechlal it's hefke? Dikil emeches to loy midat ayim afkir ela l'arom emuvat v'loy havi hefke. Leficha choy loy med afilo zoche boyache yochom afkir lach. Zaboy shadayin loy nigmar hefke. So now it seems from the Ran that since we have sveikis on this person, maybe he's not mafkir legamri, so it seems mikoyach sofik ha'ishtel ha'cheskes mori kameh, so mislamat haka not hefke. And therefore, so it's yochel achzaboy. So it's cool, we assume that it never became hefke. Mikan ve'elach, but if 3 days passed by, Ein yochel achzaboy, then he can't be choyza. Vafilu loyzoche boy odo. Vafilu no one was zoche. It says mekabil chen yochel achzaboy. The raisa did not differentiate if someone was zoche, if someone was not zoche. Loy kol emenu lachzaboy. Because it became hefke ready. Mishim dlachesh loyshesu leke lamechesh leramoy. Shekol shenasa hefke beramoyis and abay machem liskis bayayis and begimel. So if more than if 3 days passed by, now he goli milsul amafreya that this mafke was not a ramay. So now I have a biru that this is a true hefke. So if it's a true hefke, it can't be chayza from hefke. It's hefke already. It's not yours. It's hefke. That is pshat in the reish. The ama. Taisoda zu mufkeres the yemecha the shabbasachas atchalei zochabo who bein who bein ache if no one was zeiche yochel achzabo reisha rabbonam v'sefer rabbi yosi kesal kedai tachash the time of the rabbi yosi the also b'mas nisim, k'd Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara held that, like Rabbi Yochanan's mahalach, l'amalel, the hefker k'matone, da ad da osi l'rshus zoyche l'inofik m'rshus mafke. Till the zoyche does not, no one makes a ma'ase kinyan to make a hitzah m'rshus mafke, it's still m'rshus mafke. U'mishem hochi koma, reishe rabbonon b'sefer Rabbi Yosi. That's how Rabbi Yosi is brought into this baraisa. Bahochi, and by saying this, Osile Kule Bereise Shaka. So now the whole Bereise is very good. The Reisha Ktoni, the Reisha we learned, Kol Shloisha Yomim Yochalavze, Mibne Haramoim Dechfrishes. That's a different thing. Bikan Veilach, Ein Yochel Lavze Boy Midine. Now, midin, you can't, there's no din chazorah whatsoever. This sphere lay le rabbono. Because the rabbonon hold the hefke mi idnei the afkere mafke. The minute the mafke was mafke, nofek lay meshusei. So it's not his anymore. So I can yem charote. The seifa ketoni, the moment I saw the zoom of keres liyemecho. Here we're not chayish for Ramoy. He died to bid the afkrit al head of Eliske ben Alta. If that's his intent, lomalele afkirei lizman yedu. So why does he have to make a hefke lizman yedu? Afkirei legamri, kivin the died to lamed al miske ben. If he would have this intent, so why does he have to make up some modern hefke? Le nafke le midi, he can make a hefke le oilom. Elavadai Laisai's man Shevkirai Goma Vehivke Baloiha Ramekla. He was mafked for his man. This itake meant, so therefore he whittled down this man. He whittled it down that it should be a day, a week. Ulafichoch. And latest Maz Golgot, I mean, I feel this whole Mesiris Nefesh is only Hefke for a day also. So it's Lefichach, Mishe Zocho, Bein Hu Bein Acher, and Yochel Achzeboy. So he can't be Chayzer, because there was a true Hefke. There's no Harom over here. So if there was a Hefke and someone was Zeicher, so there's no, he can't be Chayzer anymore. So this din is good afilo according to the rabbot. Miu, my diktoni, ad sheloi zocha bo beinu beinacher, but that what it says in the Bereise, till, if no one was as yet zoiche, yoche lavze boy, Rabbi Yosi, this only stims, this aloche ad sheloi zocha boy, stims only according to Rabbi Yosi. This virale da ad da osi l'rshu zoiche. Because Rabbi Yosi holds till it's os l'rshu zoiche leinofik m'rshu samavke. So it's still his. Then it's only osi dibo mevatel dibo. The rabbonon even da omri denofik m'rshu se. According to the rabbonon, it's not his anymore. Hech yochel avze boy. How could he be chayza? It's not his. It's Hefke. Ve'ein ochinami, dechiktoni, le'rabyoisi, ad sheloi zocha bo, bein hu bein acha yochel achzeboi. This din that Rabyoisi said, that ad sheloi zocha bo, he could be chayza, lav dafke behefke shulis man kegavne beseife. This din does not only apply in the Sefer, ba'filo behefke eilomis tainu reishe, v'yochel achzeboi ad shalei zochabo. According to Rabbi Yosi, the reishe also stims. So we could say that the reishe is also Rabbi Yosi. Verkehrt. It could be zeiche. It could be chayzer. Umiyu. Mishum de bedine de mishizocha ba en yochel achzeboi. But Rabbi Yosi said a second halach, mishizocha ba en yochel achzeboi. Leishavu hefker shehu lizman im hefker lomis, uchadach sivne. But in Mishazoche, they're not the same. Ve'itzach lemisne leyoymecha leshabbos achas. So to tell us this then, that is a hefker that Mishazoche ben yochel arzaboy. So this din, that means in the din of Mishazoche, there's a difference between stam, a hefker ilomi, and a hefker liyoymechot. That's why they make these two cases. Be'emesin and achaloyzocha, there's no difference between a hefker lizman and a hefker ilomi, because achaloyzocha, in both cases, it could be chayzer. So lechayre, the Seifa is telling us to see the Seifa and the Reisha, so the difference is only Misha Zocha. That's the difference. Achalei Zocha, they're the same. Is Toninami Kugavna, but since he had to tell us this difference, that Ahefka Ilomi Misha Zocha is also Yochalaza, and Ahefka Lizman, it's Eini Yochalaza, Toninami Kiagavna, so tells me this then also, which really applies by both, actually is Ochebo. Period. V'chi teimen. Now here's another problem. Mishazochebo hu diktoni deni yochelasa. But now this thing that says that Mishazochebo hu eni yochelasa by kloima bahave hefke. When he was zoiche, it's also hefke. Afilu vavehefka afilu Rabbi Yosi apotem in amaisa heichi osu leishapa. Dok even the svila Rabbi Yosi dehefka da osu leishus zoiche leinofik meishus mafke. Nimtza lechi hoda, if it's going according to Rabbi Yosi, and according to Rabbi Yosi, it's his till someone else is zoiche. Ad da osu leishus zoiche. Nimtze dechi hoder zochi bei, midideika zochi. So when he's zeiche, that means till the schiye, it's his. And when he's zeiche, it's still his. So why is it potem in a maise? V'loi mefkeire. V'loi lom leinavke meshusei. It never left his reshus. If it's going according to Rabbi Yosi. So according to Rabbi Yosi, after the hefker it's still his, and now when he's zoiche, so he's zoiche something that was his. Efshe leima. Mehei dekesover Rabbi Yosi. Tak Rabbi Yosi holds. Da'ad da'osi l'shu zoiche. Loinofik m'shus mafkir. That's true. Till someone makes a schi in it, it's still mine. Just like if someone else would make a schiye. Zochi mefkeire v'loi mimatone. The schiye, taking it out of his rishus, makes it hefke. V'loi mimatone. It's not considered when someone else, if a person is mafke, according to Rabbi Yosi. So kozman, no one takes it out of his rishus, so it belongs to the mafke. But by being mafke, he gave a koyach to everyone to be able to take it out of his rishus. And when someone takes it out of his rishus, it becomes hefke, as we learned yesterday from Rab Shimon. Chedusha Rab Shimon. Tizochi ba'ache, zochi me'efkeire v'loi me'matore. Iski v'insho ye'efshe la'ache gam ken liskeis boy. Just like. It's shaykh that someone else should be zoiche from hefke. By taking it for himself, he's zoiche from hefke. Ochenamiki other ihu gufe v'zochi bei befeirish mitoires hefke. Now here the Ran spells out in flashing lights. Later we'll see that claw. That means when the a person is mafke, and then he picks it up. He doesn't say one word. So, Clara Shaila, what is pshat in this picking up? Does he, is he chayzer from the hefker? That's why he's picking it up. Oh, no, I want a hefker and I want to be zeicher from hefker. So without explaining what he's doing, his actions tell us he's chayzer from the hefker. That's called the chazor from hefker. He was mafker, now he's chayzer. By picking it up, that's saying I'm chayzer from the hefker. So then it wouldn't help. Then it wouldn't be part of me now, chayzer. But if he said beferish, I'm not chayzer from the hefker. I want to be zeicher from hefker. So then he can do that. Ki hoder iu gufe vizochi bei beferish mitoires hefker, izoiche mitoires hefker, vloi bestam, ki eichid lei nitli bechazore, afu atzma izoiche min hefker mikri. Ki vin shadai loi chazor, but he said he's not chazor. Bo yaache yochel iskis boi, the mali hu mali yaachel. So mainly he's not, that, he never was choyze, someone could still be zoyche, now he's zoyche min hefke, ilkach. Irei she rabono, v'sefer rab yoisi mituk melei shapir. So it's very good. So the reish is going according to the rabono, and therefore the reish did not differentiate misha zoche, achaloi zoche, because in the sefer when we're speaking about meiker adin, is you can't be choyze. Lacha gimel eine yoche lachse. Afilu atche lo izoche. V'sefer Rab Yosi, and the sefer is going according to Rab Yosi, that differentiates atche lo izoche yoche lachse. Metuk melei shapir. So then, it's very good. That's what the Gemara said. Reishe Rabono, v'sefer Rab Yosi. Miu milse dit miu, but it stims. When it's a milsa de tmiye, heichi noket lo tana alibe de trei tanoi. But it's smodne, one bereise, and the reish is going according to one tana, and the same is going according to another tana. He makes it so sosum, so that's a milsa de tmiye. So now, let's go back to the Gemara. This is where we're up to yesterday. Omar Ule. So Ule said, Seifa nami rabonon. No, the Sefer is also going according to the Rabban. Not according to Rabbi Yosi. Ihochi, amai, achaloi zoche bo, bein hu, bein acher. So why, before, if anyone was zoche, yoche lachze boi, so why could you be choise? Haki says, going according to the Rabban. Shani, shono, v'shavua, d'loi shchichi. Shono shvua hefke for a year, for 7 years is lo shchich. So, it's ischei teire. Okay, let us see the Ran. The Ran says, akloima, that means he says 20 words we put into this and understand shan the teres. Now let's go to the Ran. Umishimhochi mitaritz ule. Therefore, ule was mitaritz. Va'oma the sefer nami rabonani. To for him for this difficulty. V'taime the hachelo yzocha ba benu benache diyocha lachzaboy. So why could he be chayzer? The shani shvu v'shabesh tloishchichem. Tloima. That means we have to add a few words. Tloishchichem, that doesn't help the situation. Tloishchich the mafkri inchi bechi aigam. People are in mafker. Such an eifin. The kivin sheshonoze. Now this person made a hefker that's different than most hefkers. Omdina letaite. So we shats up the kivin sheloirotza lahavkiroi hefkeroilo. He didn't want to be mafkerit a hefkeroilo. So, Vachsechmir, from this lotion of the Ran, would be a shtickle mashmel like the Sma. He doesn't want to make a, not a hefke le'oilo. He doesn't want to make a hefke oilo. He wants to make a hefke for one day. Doesn't want to make a hefke oilo. But Vachsechmir, the lotion is mashmel like the Sma. Va'akati ogid gabe. Fakel, so this whole hefke is still ogid gabe. That means it's hefke le'sma. That's it. So if I see that this person is making a hefker, but whatever he's making, he's holding it back. I'm making a hefker. Maybe Rabbi say you have to understand me. I want to make it hefker because I'm a reporter for Meiser, but you have to understand every minute that it's hefker, my heart is palpitating. I mean, I'm making it. So, but is a filu. But also is man shehevki, like in this man that is mafke, like nechalei the leifik mershusi ad the zochi beidach. So he's not zufrieden that it should go out from his reshus ad the zochi beidach till yen ol bizoiche. That means if I see he's attached to the chavetz, so I say that in the hefkir gufe. He doesn't want it should leave his reshus ad the zochi beidach. And it seems as follows. It seems that he can make, I mean, if a person can make a hefka lizmat, he can make a hefka that's ogit gabe, hilkach svirelei l'rabono, behefker shehul is man, my despirel Rabbi Yosi behefker ilon. So it's a more the kizach. I mean, the Yosef Shach asks me, what, how are we required to do such a thing? No, it seems, perhaps the way we learned yesterday, if every hefker works in two stages, I mean, hefker zicher, it's a psayichud on the chayfetz that people should have a schus, that anyone should be able to be zeicher this. So then, should it happen right now or should it not happen right now? Is the chachomim, I mean, the machloik is Rabbi Yosi, the chachomim is what das b'nei odo. The chachomim say, if he wants to be mafkid, Mr. Tommy wants it should happen right now also. That's that toy. Rabbi Yosi says, it's not that toy. He always is giving himself a leeway that he should be able to be chayzer. He's talking means what he said, but he wants to give himself a leeway. But a person who we see that he's ogid gabe, as if he wants to give himself a leeway. And we have to know this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. We paskin like this. This is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. La loche. That if he made a hefkeles man, until someone was zoiche, he could be chayzer. I mean, this is brought down halacha. This is va'osi sefer shaper l'rabbonon. So now the sefer is very good according to the rabbonon. Kedemituk me'Rabbi Yosi. So now, till now, we said it's going according to Rabbi Yosi. Shrei behevker shehul is man loy nechleku. That's what Ula said. Fine. Rish Loki shama. Now Rish Loki said the other way around. Not that the seif is going according to the rabbono. Mid the sefer Rabbi Yosi. Reishanami Rabbi Yosi. We'll say the other way around. From the Seif, we'll see Klor, that the Seif is Rabbi Yosi. He didn't hold the Shtik Torah. So Reishanami Rabbi Yosi. So now, what is our problem? If the Reish is Rabbi Yosi, so why does it say in the Reish, La'ache Shloisha Yomim, Bikan v'ilach einay yochelat, ein yochelat zabay. Why can't you be chayzer after 3 days? Why can't you be chayzer? Hefke, you could be chayzer, according to Rabbi Yosi. So Rish Loki said, Reisha ene time lo lishtakach teires efke. Now, lo fang tzachon prodem. Sagt er an, Reish Loki Shoma, mit der Seife Rabbi Yosi, Reish Enami Rabbi Yosi. Wo der Kokashe Loch, so the whole problem is, Ihochi, La'ache Shloisha, Amai Ein Yochel Lachza Boy, why can't he be Chayza? Heinu tame de leilishtakach teires hefke. You shouldn't forget teires hefke. Kleimas. Now we have to explain what this means also. Einachena. De midine le rabbi yoisi afilu laachish loishe yochalasabai. Shkebi chayse. Einachena. Ela heinu tame. The Amrin and Hochi, if we'll say he could be Chayza, also Lameima, so people will start saying, the Lomde Shamaratzim will start saying as follows, the Chilai Chozo Beinami, I feel he wasn't Chayza, Bezoche Boyache, Loi Mehefkeire Kozochi, so people will start saying, if he could be Chayza, so what do we see? So we see that it's still his. That it's still his. So memeila, if someone is zoiche, someone is zoiche from him. It never became hefke. That means the Islam the Shamaratzim never saw chidushi Rav Shimon. That Rav Shimon says pshat that when you're zoiche, now it's his. But then when you're zoiche, it becomes a rege hefke and you're zoiche from hefke. No, not everyone saw Chidushi Rav Shimon. So without being aware of this rega, so they see, before someone is zoiche, it's his. When Yen is zoiche, it becomes Yenim. So it never became Evke. The Kivin, the Mikame de Liskebe, Oye Yochel Mavke Lachzaboy, he could be Chayza. Alma Bishusi Avekoy, so it's his. Benimtza she'ein ze zoiche min ahevke. He's not zoiche min ahevke. El mekabel maton. So people think he's a mekabel maton. So my rash, because sodri, the mechayiv v'maise. No, these long d'shamaratzim will go further. That means, first they're saying that according to Rabbi Yossi, there's no such musik as hefke. That means, however it works, it's matone. There's no such thing. It's his, and then it's mine. But there's no such thing as hefke, it's no one's. It doesn't work like that. I make that, the hefke is that he can be zeiche from me. Anyone can be zeiche from me, but he's zeiche from me. So he's a makabel matone. So according to Rav Yossi, there's no hefke that's potem in a maisa. So what'll be? Because sovri the chayve meiser. So they'll think it's chayve meiser, because it's not hefke. Va'osi la'asuri mimokim acher olof. So if it's chayve meiser, so now they'll take tevel, minatoire, and be mafrish on this. And they'll make a shrekliche chubm. Ba'avalei minachiyev ala ptur. Because the tevel is chiyev, this is takev ptur, this is hefke. וממנו עמוק ימח, אבל הוא מפתור על החייב. לא הוכי תיקון שלך שלושה יומים ליוכל להחזר בוי. So they made up the corner that you can't have חרות. They made up the corner you can't have חרות. So now what happened? And now let's analyze. What did we accomplish with this takon? We said you can't have חרות. No, so if you can't have charote, so now the longest shambaratzim, this is longest already, you can't have charote. He sees Yemi coming, I have charote, he has to rob the shambar. No, you can't have charote. Oh, became hefke. Now that it became hefke, so now they'll realize that it's not minachiv, it's not chayim and ete, this is, it's hefke. Now, let's go a step further. But what really happened, when he had charote, so really, it wasn't hefke. When he has charote, and we say he can have charote, so what did we accomplish? So it's really, now it's really a matone, and because he had charote, and we said he can't have charote, so it's only a hefke de rabbono. So that's what the Ran says over here. Lachi pigzach shloshi yom leyochel avzabay ki heichi demidarabonon lehevi hefka. That means, I mean, look what a mapecha happened over here. That means, if it wouldn't be for these long deshamaratzim, if he wouldn't have charote, it's hefka mina teure, and it's potem mina maisa. These Lomdishamaratzim did not understand this. If he can have charote, then it's not hefka. They didn't understand this. So they say it's minachir. They say it's mechui mina teure. They're Lomdim and machmirim and shemishamayim. They're making a chuban achoyche dazu. So they're saying it's matone. And it's minachir. So I'm able to make a whole chub. So we had a bang into their heads. It's hefker. So we said that he can't have charote. So the minute he can't have charote. So if Yitaka doesn't have charote, Baruch Hashem, if he doesn't have charote, and we said he can't have charote, so then these Amaratzim understand it beautifully. I mean, it's hefker, he can't have charote, and then they understand that it's potem in a maisa. But since we said he can't have charote, so that means if he had charote, he also can't have charote. So that means we said that even though minatayra, when he has charote, it's taka amatone, we said no, it's hefka midarabonim, but al kaponim, now the avaratzim will understand that it's potter. So Mamela, it won't come out any kilku. Now, Lidavoini, I have a shrekliche problem over here, understanding this whole Indian. So what's pshat in the Sefer? I'm completely lost. So what's pshat in the Sefer? In the Sefer it says, he made a hefkel izman, ad shalei zochabo, yochel achzaboy. What happened over here with Yolom de Shamaratzim? I don't begin to understand. The difference between the Reish and the Sefer is, the Reish, the first 3 days is Tamaz Agonish mit Gonish, because we're Chayish, maybe there's no Hefke, and by a Hefke Lizman, it's an Eretz Hefke, fine. So, a Hefke Lizman, is equivalent to la'achesh loisha yomen. That's it. More than that, it's not. An hefke l'zman is an erenz to hefke. La'achesh loisha yomen is also erenz to hefke. Now, by an erenz to hefke, we were afraid, la'achesh gimel yomen, we were afraid that maybe the amaratzim will not understand this, and they'll say it's not hefke, they'll think it's chiyot. So therefore we said, so why by a hefkelis man why by hefkelis man weren't we worried about this? Basich nisht. The Bible says, I didn't see anyone should ask this kasha, but it's a pell. I don't understand what's happening over here. But let's go a little further. So let's see, let's go the Gemara further. Ihochi. Afilu miyoim rishen nami lehebe hefke. So the first day, it should also be hefke. Omar Rabbe, ibnei haramoim, de mafkirin, bohotrin bohoin. Period. Now let us see what's happening over here. Zoktara. Ihochi afilu miyoim rishin lehevi hefke. Kloima. Havalon leskuni. Bafilu miyoim rishin lehevi hefke mahaitai megufe. Now here the Gemara asks on the first day. Not on the hefke lizman what I ask. Maris, on the first day, that means, let's be misakin, that ain't yochel achzaboy, so people will see that it's, people will see it's butter, it's hefke. Mahai time a gufe, umaishna teichkimu meyachagimu. So all of a sudden the Gemara didn't understand what's pshat basis. Well, see, the Gemara did not learn the Ran and Afmem Gimel Amid Beis. So the Gemara all of a sudden said, he said a beautiful svar that we have to say in the Yochel Arzaboy in order to make sure that the people should not think it's chiyuv.
Again, let us see the Anihochi Afilu Miyayim Rishin Levi Hefke. Now, we just explained why Ein Yochel Arzaboy after the third day, because in order that Amaratzim should, the Lomdish Amaratzim should understand that it's not Chayiv B'maisa. So we said, Ein Yochel Arzaboy. Kloima, Avonon Leskuni, Dafilu Miyam Rishin, Leve Hefke, Mehai Taime Gufe. Now, all of a sudden, the Gemara did not know the whole Ran and Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis. Well, now, so what's the difference after the third day, the first 3 days? Umayishno Toich Gimel Meyache Gimel. What's the difference? Mefalkino. Omar Rove Mipnei Haramoy. The Mafkerin Vahotrin Bohain. Kloima. So he says, now, that means after the 3 days, it's a hefker, and the Amaratzim don't understand it's a hefker, so we have to create a din of Ein Yochel Arzaboy to show them that it's a hefker. The first 3 days, it's not a hefker. Shafilu mitchilosam einem afkirin, el kadesh sheyasu be, v'nimtzo. Shein Efkeirin Efke, Ella Harome Bovat. The whole thing is just Spielach. Ulefichach. Kol Gimel Hemidu Divrayem Al Din Teure. Now, this is a Shreklach Haram. So Hemidu Divrayem Al Din Teure. Since it's not a true hefker, so mida devrayim al din teure, and he could be chayzer before yene izayche. That means as follows: between you and me, the Rashash says this. We'll see this. That's klop shat in the Ran. That. But we learned that Dachman Gimel Amid Beis was only if we say it's going according to the Chachamim. That means according to the Chachamim, there's no Din Chazorah period. There the Ran said, Chazal made a takone, you could have Chazorah, Misha Zohar Boy, Koinem Shazohar Boy. They made a takone that you'd have to have Chazorah, you could have Chazorah. They made a not legitimate chazor, because according to the Chachamim, every chazor is not legitimate. If we are saying that the Reisha is going according to Rabbi Yossi, then we don't have to go so wild. Then we'll say like this. That means like this. Chazal looked at this, I don't know if this hefker is a real hefker. They looked at this Ramoim. I don't know who this person is. Abba Kaponim, this Ramoim, but attack, not mafke. So Memele, so therefore Chazal wanted that, so why, we should make takonis that people should see that it's hefker? There's a problem in this hefker. Maybe this guy Bechlal doesn't want to be mafke. So we want that people should see that it's a mehudadike hefker. No, mi mishen zich nisht. Hemidu devrayem al din teire. So mi mishen zich nisht mishen. So what do we do? We say, ad shelo yizocha boy, yochel achza boy. Fine, that's what we did. And now, and now the Amaratzim are going to say, That it's not Hefka. Very good. That's exactly what I want you to think. that it's not Hefke, because I'm also declaring maybe it's not Hefke for a different reason, because maybe it's not Mafke B'Lev Shalem. So Memele, the first 3 days that Chazal had an intent that people should take view this as something that's not Hefke, so we will make a takone that people should think it's a mehudidik Hefke. We should stretch out our necks that we should think it's a mehudidik Hefke. Fakel, let people think it's not Hefke. That's exactly what we want. We want them to think that. But let's see the Rav. Lefika, kol gimbol hemidu devrayim al din toire. So hemidu devrayim al din toire. Avo la'ache gimbol. Because we wanted that people should think that it's not Hefke. That's what we want. So very good. Avalache gimel, like a lemechish lahochi, kedefrishes. After gimel, this is not a rami anymore. Then it's really Hefke. And we want people to know that it's Hefke. So memele, so then we stretched out our neck and said, ain't you yochalasa. Kedefrishes lel. So now all of a sudden, the Ran is a tremendous problem. He says, the Gemara and Daf Memdalad or Medalad asked Ihochi by the Reish, let's also make the Takon. Rava says the Terz Mimnei Ramoy. And how did we learn on Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis when he said Reish Chachomim in Sefer Rabbi Yosi? Everything was good, only how did we understand the difference between Teich Gimel and Nacha Gimel? What was over there? Zutteran, Beinach Nami, you're right. The high time in there and moim, Kimekmin and Nami Bereish Maiten, Reish Rabon and Zrichen like in the Frisch. I mean, this shtick teure that we want that it shouldn't have a teure Sefke, is, we need this in the Reish. Ela de kiven de haste deike twee bereiche, ki hege de efshel de teikem ki Rabbi Yosi. Now we want to say that the reish is going according to Rabbi Yosi. Before shlonam il haitam, now the Gemara goes into the teich gemul yomit. Ve einoch enami, de chi hege de tzrichen leile Rabbi Yosi, that's Pashit. Since we are Chayish, and it's not a real Hefke. So therefore, we want Rabbi Yosi Kedei Lahamidai Al Din Teire, that should be Yochel Arzaboy, that people should feel that it's not Hefke, because we want them to do this. So that's pshat in the reisha. The Rabbonon went afuki midin teure. That means, according to the Rabbonon, you can't be choyze before yene zoyche. You can't be choyze after yene zoyche. But we had to make this takone la afuki midin teure and say you could be choyze. Kedei that al kaponim people should get this in their mind that it's not Hefke. It's not Hefke. That's what we wanted. But here the Gemara mentioned it, but the Gemara before, now we're explaining the Reisha. So that is why the Gemara mentioned. But before, the Gemara also knew this one. Baruch Hashem, I found the Ora we had asked that if they were Mesakin, the Leili Shtakach, Teres Hefke, they were Mesakin that any Yochalach Zaboy, so why, by who was Mafke, the Yomecho, the Shabbos Achas, why is there such a loche, that Achalei Zochabo, Yochalach Zabai? Why weren't they Chayish over there, Dwelish Takach, Teres Hefke? So So the Shita Mekebetzer says, because since that is a milsa de loy shchicha, the Gemara mentioned such a loshen, that a hefker, the yemecho, the Shabbos achas, is a milsa de loy shchicha, so by milsa de loy shchicha, the Rabbonim weren't misaken any takon.